Welcome back to another episode of the IT Job Coach, the podcast that's dedicated to helping you navigate the world of IT job hunting and career advancement. I'm your host, Frank DeMeo, and today we're going to deep dive into something crucial for every IT professional, your resume. We're going to be discussing 13 of the most common resume mistakes that I see a lot that could be holding you back from landing that dream job in the IT industry. So grab a notepad and get ready to take some valuable notes. Before we keep going, I just want to say interviews, right? What's up with those? They can make us so nervous and so worried about what's going to happen. And, you know, how many times do we get to the interview and then we don't get past that and we're turned down for the position? So interviews are super important, and I want to take a minute to really tell you about my most popular free course, the IT Job Interview Masterclass. Just head over to itjobcoach.com/interview and you can get immediate and unlimited access to my free training course right now. In the IT Job Interview Masterclass, you're going to gain a comprehensive understanding of the interview process. You're going to develop a personalized interview strategy, and you're going to gain the confidence needed to impress even the toughest interviewers. The only way to make success happen for you is to take action and get started. So let me help you secure your dream job and get past that interview hurdle. Head on over to itjobcoach.com/interview. That's itjobcoach.com/interview, and get started on your preparation today.
Here's the rundown.
All right, let's start with mistake number one of resumes that I see: using the same resume for every job application. It might seem efficient to send out the same resume to multiple job openings, but in reality, you're missing out on a huge opportunity. I see this all the time. Someone will ask me, Frank, can you help me build a resume because I'm about to blast this thing out to 200 different job openings? And I always tell them, please don't do that. It may seem like, oh, you know, we'll play the numbers game, we'll throw out a bunch, and we'll definitely get an interview from that. Please don't do that. You really have to look at each job in particular, identify the specifics of what they're looking for, and then customize your resume to reflect that. And tailoring your resume to that specific job you're applying for is really essential. Make sure you incorporate keywords from the job description, highlight the relevant skills associated to that job description and what they're looking for, and really showcase your experience and how it matches their needs. And the number one thing I always tell them is
customize, customize, customize.
All right, mistake number two: putting references on your resume. Please don't do this. Provide references later on in the process. Once you get to the interview, a lot of times if the interview goes really well, they'll ask you for your references and you can provide them at that point. So make sure you bring copies of your references with you to your interview. And the big reason that I tell folks don't put them on your resume is that you really want to contact your references prior to giving their contact information out. Now, you may have already reached out to them, and I hope you did. You reached out to them and said, hey, Bill, can you please be a reference for me? And I'm sure they said yes, and they gave you their contact information, all of that. But if you send your references out to every application that you make, you never know who's gonna call them. So give your reference, do them a favor, give them a heads up that they're gonna expect someone reaching out to them. Okay, so give them a call, say, hey Bob, thank you so much for, you know, being a reference for me. I just wanted to let you know that I applied to company XYZ. They asked for my references and they're probably going to be giving you a call. This way they're prepared. If they see an odd number come up on their phone, they may answer it thinking, okay, maybe it's that place trying to get that reference. So don't put them on directly on your resume. Provide them when asked.
What else you got?
Let's talk about mistake number three: including a photo of yourself on your resume. Now, this really isn't common in the United States. I don't see this a lot on US resumes, but it's very common in other countries, including a photo on your resume. In the United States, do not do this. It's not only unprofessional, but it can lead to biases and discrimination, which is why they don't want that on resumes in the United States. Focus on presenting your skills and qualifications rather than your appearance.
Top tip of the day.
Mistake number four, including irrelevant skills. You want to make sure you tailor your skills section to match the job requirements, highlighting skills that are directly related to the position and omit those that aren't relevant. Now, here's an example of something I see frequently when someone sends me their resume asking me to take a look at it. They will have a fourth of a page with a giant paragraph of all the technologies that they've ever supported going back 15 years or more. So you can see things like Windows 3.1, Windows 98. From a server perspective, you might see Windows NT 4.0, Windows 2000 server. Yes, that's great that you have supported all of those different versions going all the way back to those days. But in reality, a hiring manager and recruiter, they're not going to care about all of those technologies that you supported 15, 20 years ago, okay? Narrow that down to the most recent version. So if you have Windows Server 2022, put that on your resume, right? And get rid of all the other ones. Now, if you only have Windows Server 2008 experience, my recommendation is just put Windows Server, okay? This is really not needed on your resume unless there's one reason why it may. If you have Windows Server 2003 experience, don't put that directly on your resume unless they ask for it in the job description. If in the job description for this position, for some reason, they need someone with Windows Server 2003 experience, put that on your resume, okay? But if they don't ask for it specifically, put the most recent one. And that should really tailor that skills section down quite a bit, making sure that you're adding only the most relevant. Mistake number five, using buzzwords. Those overused buzzwords like self-starter, you know, team player, those might seem impressive, but they lack real substance. Instead, use action verbs, use specific examples in your work experience section to demonstrate your skills and accomplishments. There may be opportunities to use the word team player, right? But don't fill your resume with just a crazy number of buzzwords thinking that that's going to get you places. It's not.
What else you got?
Mistake number six. Grammar and spelling errors. It might sound like a small issue, but even one little typo can leave a negative impression, okay? So take the time to proofread your resume. Ask a friend, ask a family member to give it a run through. You know, I'm sure we all have that one person in our life that has that eye for detail, that goes through things with a fine-tooth comb. Ask them. And you know what? Don't ask just one person. Give it to one person and then give it to somebody else and get their impressions and what their perspective is too. Grammar and spelling mistakes just set a poor tone, and it's really important that you're going to want to make sure you take care of that. It's an easy one, so make sure that's high on your list.
What else you got?
Moving on to mistake number seven, listing every job you've ever held. Your resume needs to be a targeted overview of your relevant experience. If a past job doesn't align with the position you're applying for, consider leaving it off. This will keep your resume focused and impactful. You don't have to put that job on your resume when you worked at a pizzeria 20 years ago, okay? It's important to look at quality and tailor that resume down as much as you can. So keep the job experiences to the most recent and to the most relevant based on the job description of the position you're applying for.
What else you got?
Let's tackle mistake number eight, using unprofessional fonts. Fancy fonts might catch the eye, but they can also make your resume difficult to read. Stick to professional, easily readable fonts like Arial, Times New Roman, Helvetica. I like Calibri quite a bit. Garamond even, but don't go into all those crazy fonts. Please don't use Old English text. Keep it professional, and easy to read.
What else you got?
Let's talk about mistake number 9, making your resume too long or too short, too. So aim for a one-page resume that represents your most relevant information and presents it in a clear way. Don't overwhelm hiring managers with excessive details, and make sure you're not leaving out key information due to brevity. So that means there's a balance there, right? We want to make sure it's concise and to the point, but we also want to make sure we have our key information in there. Hiring managers and recruiters are looking through resumes in like 10 seconds or less, and on average, it's like 7 or 8 seconds. So you have 7 or 8 seconds to stand out in their mind and get you onto the next step, which would be an interview. So having a multi-page resume isn't going to do that. But with that said, if you're applying for an executive position, right, a longer resume may be needed. And I have a whole episode just about resume length. So check out episode number 2, where I go in depth about making sure that you have the right resume length.
What else you got?
Let's talk about mistake number 10. Never, 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 please don't ever lie on your resume. While it's important to showcase your strengths, and it's not okay to stretch the truth, because that's just going to lead to trouble down the line, especially when it comes to an interview. Once, you know, if you lie on your resume and you get into an interview and they start asking you about these things that are on your resume that you lied about, it's not going to end well. And you're not going to get to a good place. So please don't lie on your resume. Stick to the truth. Be who you are. You are very skillful. You're very experienced. You don't need to lie on your resume. Please don't do that.
What else you got?
Mistake number 11, focusing on responsibilities instead of accomplishments. I see this a lot. I see where folks just list out their daily tasks that they're doing. And yes, people understand that you have to update the task tracker when you're a project manager. That's a given. But your resume also needs to showcase how you've excelled in your role, and not just what you were tasked with. You want to use quantifiable achievements to demonstrate impact, okay? Think about this. When you're looking through your resume, think about quantifiable achievements, things you've achieved in your positions and how you're able to quantify them. And I'll give you an example. So instead of saying something like, you know, a bullet point under one of your job experiences is responsible for supporting end users' PCs. Yes, that's a task for, say, a help desk person or a desktop support person. But changing that to achieved an average 98% first call resolution rate for all end user support issues. Now, if you change that to that, now that's impactful, right? When I'm looking at that as a hiring manager or recruiter, I'm like, wow, okay, cool. They supported end users, but they had a 98% first call resolution with them. That's awesome. They must really know their stuff.
What else you got?
Mistake number 12, disclosing your salary requirements. While it's important to understand your value, leave salary discussions for later stages in the hiring process. Don't put that on your resume. Make sure you prioritize showcasing your qualifications and makes you a fit for the role. Leave off salary requirements.
What else you got?
Mistake number 13, not making your resume ATS friendly, or applicant tracking system friendly. Many companies are using applicant tracking systems to filter resumes. So make sure that your resume is ATS friendly. That means using relevant keywords, using a clean format, right? Avoid complex graphics on your resume. That's not going to help with ATS systems. And please leave off tables. Tables are very hard for ATS systems to digest. So keep that in mind. Relevant keywords, very important. And this is where
customize
comes into play. Use relevant keywords from the job description, right? Because that's a map of what exactly they're looking for, and put those in your resume, but only if you have that experience and that knowledge. Wow, that was a lot to cover. Got through 13 mistakes. I hope you gained some valuable insights into these common resume mistakes that can hinder your IT job search. Remember, Your resume is your ticket to getting noticed by potential employers, so take the time to craft it carefully. That's all for today's episode of the IT Job Coach. I hope you found this information helpful. As always, feel free to reach out with any questions or topics that you'd like me to talk about in future episodes. And until next time, keep fine-tuning that resume and best of luck in your IT job journey.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. To stay up to date with the IT Job Coach podcast and get all the behind-the-scenes content, you can check us out on www.itjobcoach.com.